2026 at 9 a.m. is now called to order. We'll stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please take the roll?
Commissioner
Here.
Commissioner Rao.
Here.
Commissioner Rabel.
Here.
Commissioner
Rocha. Here.
Commissioner
Smith.
Here.
I declare a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda. I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the agenda is approved. Do I have a recommendation to approve the minutes for May 25th, 2026 regular meeting?
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Any ceremonial? No ceremonial. Any announcements?
Too big, grab the sheet.
Yep, we have it. Okay. So, Mr. Housel? Oh, what's up? Yeah.
Well, announcement, okay.
Sorry, my apologies. But yes, come on up. There were no announcements that you had?
No.
All right.
I got reports.
Now we're under public comment.
Good morning. Al Seller, 22 Buckskin Lane. And actually today I'm here for Bill Schroeder, Randy and Andrea Rao, Al and Jeanette Seller, Jenna and Scott Lyson, and Daryl Lassiter. After long ongoing discussions about the fountains and the ponds, ours got replaced, and as previously offered, the five of us went together and threw in some money to help offset the cost of the fountain. And the only other part, we all hope that a vigorous chemical campaign will solve the algae problem in the pond. But like I said, on behalf of the five people that live on Buckskin Lane, we'd like to present this check for $500 to the ICE.
Okay. Well, thank you. Also, give it to the district manager, please. also, any discussion on maybe trying that carp idea for the algae?
The grass carp?
Yeah, with putting a grate over that drainage. Do you think that would work? Because I know that the carp do wonders in our pond.
I think the carp would work. I know there were carp in there once before, but the problem was there was no grate or the culvert, and when it rains like a couple inches like we got yesterday.
Perhaps the road department could figure out the size of the culvert and have a great lead to go over the end of it, and that would keep the fish in. The problem is when we get a lot of rain, that culvert
an
overflow, and the fish go out the overflow.
Right, but it seems like, to me, the right answer would be to put it like
grass carpet.
They're doing wonder. I mean, they're big carp.
Right.
They're big carp, and we haven't had any. We don't have a bubbler. We don't have anything in our pond, and it keeps it from clean. So anyway, I just thought that might be a natural solution.
Back home in Minnesota, we have carp grates on some things, but it didn't have to be custom made to the culvert. It just needs to be a square big enough to cover the end of the culvert, and they just had it on rod.
Okay.
T rods, T bars going into the ground and put it up, because sometimes you do have to. If there's a lot of algae in a pond,
it'll clog it up.
It's going to block it. You might have to lift it out and clean it up.
Okay. Something to think about, maybe.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? I don't have anybody on the list. All right. Moving on to reports.
Asteria came in. We had Chad come in, and he did a walk through the whole town. So if you see purple marks all over the streets, it's for the leaks that they found. I'm still waiting for his final report to get in to send out to everybody so that way you can see. But there was at least three that were pretty significant leaks so far that they're going to work on. The road, the chip and seal stuff got done very quickly. They were very good, and they did a double layer on that. So them roads are chip and sealed and ready to go.
Is that done?
Yep. They pulled in. They started Monday morning. They were out by Thursday noonish. So, yeah, they got all of them done. It looks really good. I mean, it took out a lot of the imperfections in the roads and everything. I like it. It's way better than what it was, but Yeah. I noticed Saturday, the volunteer fire department had a tremendous turnout for the pool and the boat. And that was amazing since John's been on, how many volunteers and part-timers he's got now showing up for. I mean, when I seen how many people he had down there at the dock, I was amazed. So good job, John. I guess that's about it. Any questions?
No, but as far as our ceremonial, we ought to also be grateful and thankful for the new lieutenant that was just promoted.
No. Yep. Congrats.
Yeah.
You did a very good choice. Very good choice.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Action items, new business. Receive and approve the April and the May, a motion to approve. Receive and approve the April 2026 and the May 2026 financials. Do I have a motion to discuss?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Do we have any discussion? The only thing I have is that the board used to get a year-to-date Excel spreadsheet from the account that would show all the departments. And we haven't been getting that for a few months. So I've reached out to the accountant to say, why are we not getting that anymore? Because I like at a summary level to see month by month how the departments are against their year-to-date budgets.
It's different now.
I think it was an added one. Because we still have our revenue and expense report.
Right.
But we don't have that summary level where it's listed by all the departments for operating or revenue and then expenses underneath. So I've asked her, I haven't heard back. I sent it over the weekend, so hopefully Rich will hear back today. Mm-hmm. To say, if you couldn't get it today, then please make sure we include it in next month's financials going forward.
I think it is easier to read.
Mm-hmm. It seems a little bit more, straightforward for us.
I'll open it up to the rest of the discussion on how the reports look. I think a comment, I don't even know if the restaurant has seen the financials, but
I sent it to her. So this is kudos to the 18-hole pro shop on his month, and then kudos to the restaurant, big time in the black compared to last month.
Yep. So and we're moving up.
Yeah.
Now we're in the summer, so that's helping.
Yeah.
But we're not in the negatives. Operate. So that's huge. So that was a big thing.
We've done a complete turnaround for both them departments. This year has been huge for us.
So kudos to the staff there. Do I have a motion to approve the minute or the April and May 2026 financials?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
It's been moved to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The financials have been approved. Do I have a motion to receive and approve Regulation 2026-R2 mitigation rates for fire protection?
I'll make a motion. Second.
It's been moved and second. Any discussion? The only thing that I think we need to, that I'll call out that the board may or may not be aware of, is that after our workshop last week, of course, we have the inclusion of the volunteer firefighters. We added the bullet three, no mitigation rate shall be charged under the section four, bullet three, where we added in basically volunteer firefighters and the Holiday Island Rural District residents who are currently on their annual dues for fire protection paid through the Holiday Island Rural Fire Department unless otherwise required by law. So we added that. We also discussed how we're trying to work with the interlocal agreement with the rural and that we have a good draft that Jack Deaton has looked at, that the board looked at last week. We were waiting to hear back from our attorney. We've been waiting back for our attorney. We did hear back from our attorney.
And
I'll let the Rich.
So Matt says we need to take it to the attorney general and have it coded out for Arkansas. So he sent it off, with my permission, he sent it off to the Attorney General, and then we'll get a Arkansas code on it and then get it back. But he says it could take up 6 weeks, depending on, with vacations and everything else. So
But he also said that it does not preclude us from...
Nope, the regulation 2026-R2, we're good to go with. He just wants to get Attorney General signed off on the interlocal, then we're good to go. So this one's good. The interlocal one, we gotta wait.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
No.
Will the Secretary please take a roll? Call vote.
Commissioner Pinkler?
Yes.
Commissioner Rout?
Yes.
Commissioner Reg?
Yes.
Commissioner Rocher?
Yes.
Commissioner Stitt?
Yes.
So regulation 2026-R2 mitigation rates for fire protection has been approved and passed on the revised second reading. Okay, next item. Do we have a motion to receive, approve regulation 2026-R-4, Chapter 5, amenity privileges?
I'll make a motion to receive for discussion, if any.
I'll second.
It's moved and seconded, open for discussion. This has been almost a four-month process.
And the most recent was we just changed the term that
fees,
right?
Yep.
Right. So it's $40. You can scroll down all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, we got rid of the credits and just went with a flat rate of $40.
Right. And that was going out and then we changed most recently.
Yep. With the intent that the contract becomes the governing document and we just set the rate so that the contract now works, it'll be basically tailored. The contract draft that we've seen, I don't know if anybody else has seen it, it's a good contract, but that'll give flexibility also depending on the type of tournament, whether catering's involved, whether it's not involved. So like we discussed last week, I think this is a better, keep it at a high level with the cost and get into the contract for making fine tunes, which the district manager can run with the department heads on how to do the contracts. So that's the big.
I agree.
Any further discussion? All right. Will the Secretary please take a roll? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Pinkler?
Yes.
Commissioner Rowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rocher?
Yes.
Commissioner Stitt?
Yes.
Regulation 2026-R4, Chapter 5, amenity privileges has been approved in its entirety.
For its first reading.
For its first reading. Good. Thank you. Correct. First reading. The last item is receive, approve golf maintenance tractor bids. And I'll open it, or do I have a motion to receive, approve the golf maintenance tractor bids?
Make a motion.
Do you have a second? It's been moved and seconded, open discussion, and I'll let the district manager kick it off.
So we got these three bids, the 2017 John Deere, the Bobcat, which is the, I think it's 2000. Is it 22? Yeah, 22. And then the other one here from Springdale Tractor. I think it's the Kubota. Price-wise, hours-wise, and year-wise, I mean, my thoughts are the Bobcat's best way to go. They took, if you see on there, they had a bush hog on it. So basically, they took $500 off for the bush hog, but then they turn around and they were going to charge us $350 for delivery fee. So, and this price is total tax, title, license, everything out the door is $24,883.25. That's good to go because the guy that traded it in paid the sales tax on it already, so we don't have to pay any sales tax on that. That's the total cost of the Bobcat. The other ones, I think... The John Deere did not include tax, so the $29.95, and then didn't have tax or signed in on it, so I don't know if they're going to add tax to that to make it even more or not. And then the other one was just kind of $35,000, was kind of high.
So Tyler was going to, with the brush hog off of there, Tyler's going to put the backhoe on there?
Yep. The backhoe will be mounted onto that, and it's got enough... horsepower to run the backhoe off the PTO.
Yeah, I saw it was a 50 horse or 55 horse.
50 horse. Yep. So that's just my recommendation on all that. So I say we move forward the 2022 Bobcat.
It doesn't say it in here, but I'm assuming this is a diesel machine.
Yes. All three of them are diesels.
And we talked about the tires will work.
It's got, yep, it's got the wide base tires for low impaction, and he says them tires will work just fine with backhoe mount on the back of it. You also want the wired tires for, because of the backhoe, to, for weight distribution. Yep. Oh yeah, 55 horse. Multi-functioning all-wheel drive.
Well,
I looked at several websites looking for tractors. And the price we're paying around 25 is pretty much the going price, but most of them were higher and had higher hours. And this one only has 140 hours.
Yeah.
Which for a diesel, that's barely broken.
Which is funny because the one that we're retiring, Jack Deaton says he ran it back when he was there and back in 86. So, I mean, if we get that many years out of this one, yeehaw. And plus, Bobcat is a good name. It's going to be around and easy to find parts. And plus, with the 22, it ain't going to, they shouldn't be hard to find.
Well, it's in our price range we discussed last workshop as a potential. It actually looks like a better deal than we even had on some of those ones we had for looking at last week. Mm-hmm. Less hours and everything. So I make a motion that we approve purchasing the Bobcat for the $24,883.25.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
All right. When do we take delivery?
Once this is approved, I'll have Deb cut the check, and Tyler will run it over this afternoon, and they thought we would be here probably Wednesday.
All right.
Because so it's just in Rogers. And they thought they could have it delivered by Wednesday.
So the tractor bid has been approved. Any public comments? Any additional public comments? Commissioner comments?
$350 is a lot for the delivery. I mean, come on.
Where's it coming from?
An hour.
It's Rogers.
Rogers.
$350 delivered? Don't we have a fifth wheel?
$350. You know, I mean, but $350 is $350. I mean, with my money, I'd be trying to get them down.
Do we have a fifth wheel that we could go get her?
We have a bumper hitch. The street department has a bumper hitch trailer there.
That's not going to be.
Yeah. It's not going to be enough to haul it. Because I think
fifth wheel is fine if you have a hitch and everything on one of the trucks.
Well, I guess we can save it.
I guess I could just go over there and drive it back.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing it today because it's raining.
Maybe it's all balancing out with the other discount. Maybe they just include that.
Yeah, like, I was kind of, we tried really hard to talk to them about free delivery, but they say, okay, we'll give you $500 for the bush hog, then we'll just charge you $350. And so kind of wishy-washy, they wanted money for the delivery, so we tried to get free delivery on it.
$500 is a deal for them. The brush hog, you go buy one, is a lot of $500.
Yeah, even a used one.
And I was wondering, could we use the brush hog?
No, it's not big. Yeah, it's not big enough, and it's a used brush hog for the street department. So I wouldn't have purchased it.
Okay.
Because it's an old Deere brush hog, so.
Well, I guess we'll take it as it is.
I think it's a good deal.
Rich, how much and how hard is it for us to mount a backhoe on this tractor?
They do it. We do it. Eric does it himself.
Okay, so it's nothing we have to pay to have somebody else come and do it.
Nope. The only thing we're paying for is the tractor and delivery. Because Eric put the backhoe on that John Deere and took it off so they could run the rough mower. So yeah, once it gets here, Eric will put the backhoe on the back of it and we're good to go.
Okay. I just wanted to see the boom thing we had to have.
Yeah.
That boom
installed. Yeah, this is the boom mower. Yeah, okay. This is a lot simpler. It just hooks up to a 3-point hitch and then PTO shaft. So, it's pretty simple. Eric's got down to a science now.
All right. Additional commissioner comments?
Do we have bulk diesel at Fort Apache?
Yes.
And gas?
And gas.
Okay. Yep. I didn't know how much diesel we have over there.
I believe it's a 500-gallon tank. The only thing we do not have there is bulk DEF, but I don't think anything runs on DEF over there. We don't have anything new enough there to run on DEF.
True.
So, and the only thing that has DEF now is the new VersaBoom at the road department. And he's been buying it in 55 or 50-gallon drums. But he was thinking about purchasing a DEF tank for future references, because as we start getting newer trucks and stuff, we're going to need bulk DEF. And, of course, DEF is a little bit cheaper in bulk, too.
Did we hear anything more from the insurance company on the well?
Yes, we got paid out $86,000 on it. So they pretty much covered half of it.
Okay. I think that's the last time we spoke. It was, they still were going to give some more?
If we get more, it'll be for the control box for the golf course that burned up. But right now, what we got was half the amount for everything. So,
while we're on water, where are we at with the UV project? Did I miss that in one of our updates, that it's done or not done? Or?
We're still waiting for the control panel to run the massive amounts of UV light we have, which Dan is in quite the fight with them, because we don't want to have to unplug and replug the way they got set up. That's the way we wanted it designed. So we're kind of in a battle now because it's that control panel is just be flip switches.
When you say control panel, are we talking the new SCADA?
Nope.
This is the old system.
Yep. This is just the control panel to run the UV lights. So it'll be set up there, and all we should have to do is just flip switches to run from one bank to the other bank. And the way they designed it, it was unplug a cord, plug a cord, and that's not what we want. So right now we're kind of in a battle with that.
So how's that all going to tie in once?
It'll all tie in with the SCADA system once it goes in.
And it'll monitor it.
Do we have an update? We do not have any update on the SCADA system.
Because we didn't even have a really good solid price. And I know this is going to come up in our budget discussions for 2027. Yeah. So if you can hit.
We had a very high price, but the worst problem is the SCADA is based off of one company and you're kind of stuck with it.
I guess for our next budgetary meeting, if you can have like an update on timing
and prices,
because this, once this UV side's done, this is all need to be wired in under the, am I missing something off of this?
And that part of it will be pretty simple. Once we get the control panel up, the control panel will have everything in it to go straight to the new SCADA system. It'll be all modern. So that'll just be.
Okay. Any other comments?
Saturday, myself, Carl Trahan.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Lawrence. Don Vanderhorn. Danny
Gary,
Brown.
Gary Capsick, I saw.
No?
No, I thought I saw him in the picture.
Who else did we have?
Four.
And we repaired the bridge at. The one we actually got completed is at the T-Box at 5. Okay? And that one you had to drive out and around to get up to 5. We stripped the bed boards off of the one by Vern's house. And we ran out of lumber. So I was hoping Tyler would be here this morning, but we need more lumber. But the second bridge is ready. We just need the material because we've got everything tore off of it. The last bridge at the bottom of the green at 8. Mm-hmm. There's a bridge there. It's still passable, but it means probably a half a dozen or so boards replaced.
Do you know how many boards total you're going to need? Top of your head?
I think we said 12 foot 2x6s.
12 footers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would give us 24 more boards, and I think we need 11 on the one bridge, and probably the same on the one over by 8. But screws, we've got enough self-tapping screws. But otherwise, we'll get the bridges fixed and keep going forward.
Well, I thought you were going to mention about the painting and at the restaurant. I saw you and the him doing the staining of the deck. I was going to say some of the same people. That's why I mentioned Gary Kapsick, and I saw some other people out there. I remember Terry Boucher. I saw him. So
well now. Because what we did,
it looks so
good. Yeah, Missy.
Always people now want the other half. Which
it looks
I think
so good. You know, now mine's like. Bleh.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe the difference in that deck. That's after power washing it and painting it, I mean, that thing looks brand new.
Yeah.
So. Well, I think we'll probably do the other deck. I don't think there's near as many bad boards.
No, probably not.
I don't believe there are.
The other question is, and I don't know where we stand now with the sales. We were going to put some up, but I understand that we only have one.
Do you remember what Eric said?
We have two.
Two.
Two out of three? Is there three total that we were up there?
That's what it appears there were. There were three.
So we got two that could go up possibly?
Yeah, I'm down to two.
Well, and having a discussion with Misty, if we can't get the sales, and even if we can and they're outrageously expensive, it may be cheaper to buy umbrellas for the tables as opposed to those sales, because as I understand it, and I've heard two different discussions, one was they're very inexpensive, only about $40, and I find that very hard to believe. To have anything custom made cost more than $40. And if they're a few hundred, I think we'd be money ahead to put the umbrellas on the tables. The tables already got holes in them, yeah. By the base and the actual umbrella.
I mean, they got a couple bases up there already. And I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but can we get beer distributors to donate any umbrellas?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I will talk to them, but they kind of pulled back on that a few years ago because they considered that bribing the customer. So there was some kind of lawsuit between, and I think it was Anheuser-Busch and Coors, that they ended up going at it. So really, the beer distributors do not give out near what they used to.
Gotcha.
Additionally, there are some Arkansas laws about what they do and the advertising for it. So.
Okay.
Well, kudos to all the work that was done from this.
Yeah, especially for volunteers. Really appreciate it.
Well, we just want to get it completed. We're not going to be done by the 4th of July, but I think we'll keep going forward. In another couple, 3 weeks, we'll have it all done.
Awesome.
Great.
And I know that Saturday we're having a butterfly thing at the pollinator field. And I don't know if those people come in through Vern's driveway or how they get there.
They did. That's the way they used to get down through there.
See, I didn't know if they're coming from the clubhouse or the rec center.
Before, we used to come right down through his driveway because it led right down to it, and then we parked out there on the street and then walked down through there.
The only reason I mention is if they're coming from the clubhouse, we still have those two bridges that are open.
They had the ceremony and the start of everything at the club or at the rec center. And then they drove over and then walked down to, because it's kind of a far walk and for some of the people.
Yeah, it is. Well, then I'm not going to be too concerned that they're coming across those bridges that are going to be closed.
Yeah.
We still have both of them blocked off, but I know that that's coming Saturday, and that's
Yeah, and the few that do drive the carts over there are their own personal carts, so they know the bridge is blocked off, so.
Yeah.
And the rest, when we direct them over to park in the street and then walk down through the driveway. Is that Burns' driveway?
Yeah.
Because it leads straight down his and right to it.
The house is vacant.
It's still Burns' house.
Huh?
It's up for sale, but it's still Burns' house, and he's key on that. So. All right. And then next, I know, well, it's under announcements. I know we have the fire, the Saturday golf tournament also with the fire auxiliary.
Do you know how many teams are signed up, Mark?
Last I heard was 34.
You usually get a lot of last minute registrations for it too, though.
Yes.
34. That's not bad.
Well, that's all I had. Anybody else have any commissioner comments?
No.
So the last, the agenda scheduling.
Be July 20th and July 27th.
We also need to set up for the second reading.
Yeah, that's this week.
Yep. Want to do that Wednesday?
I thought that's what we decided.
I won't be able to make it.
Okay, so what day works best for everybody? We can do anytime, any day.
I can do tomorrow morning now because, well, I don't know, there's him, but I can do, I might be good. I got to go out for a medical thing, so I can do tomorrow.
Friday afternoon.
The only thing that I personally, and if you guys can, it's fine, is tomorrow afternoon. That's the only thing I have available. The rest of the week, I'm not able to be up here. So, I mean, it's not like if you guys...
And I can't be here tomorrow afternoon, only in the morning.
So if you guys can schedule it, that, I mean...
I can be here all the time, so don't look at me.
Well,
tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I think that I would be the only one not here tomorrow afternoon, right?
I'll be going too.
What about Wednesday?
Well, that's what they said Wednesday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for them.
What about Thursday?
Friday afternoon would be the only time I could.
What about Thursday for four of us? Do we have four of us for Thursday? No, you're out.
I'm out. I'm just going to back up.
So when do we have to have this approved by? Because it's before
it has to be before
Saturday.
Before Saturday.
Yeah.
So I mean, literally, we can do it any day this week.
I just need three of you.
We just need three. I can do tomorrow morning.
I don't know.
Or Wednesday.
What time's tea time?
8 o'clock.
Ooh. Yeah, we better not have a meeting at 7.
Well, either that or you can't do it.
Let's try for Wednesday. They're gone. Let's try Wednesday morning. That's three of us. Mm-hmm. If all hex breaks loose and we don't get it approved, then we can have another.
We can do it Wednesday morning.
So we're going to go for 6:24, 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Special meeting.
And that gives us a couple days in case something happens that we would be able to regroup with the board for Friday. Yeah, so the three of us have to be here Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay, so me, Commissioner Ralph, Commissioner Pinkley, 9 a.m. Okay. And then we need to get that on the agenda and out
today.
Yep. Well, 2 hours, special meeting, 2 hours.
I know, but we're going to.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Also, we don't need to schedule anything about our budget meeting, or is that going to be the July workshop?
That's
going to
be that's going to be the July workshop.
July workshop will
and
be
then
talking
we're
going to
go over the June numbers. So make sure you keep track of your June numbers right that you got, or your May numbers, and then we'll try and get everything for June. Well, we'll have June financials. I got to get on her because.
And I want that sheet that year to date.
Yep. The Excel spreadsheet. Yep. Got it.
I still think we need to, sometime in the very near future, we need to run back through our budget.
That's what we said. That's the July workshop.
July 20th, we're going to, that's going to be
the
financials.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yep.
All right, do I have a motion? Anything else?
Can I do something? At the workshop, we discussed setting up a beer tent or something for the 4th of July. When I called ABC, they told me that our permit does not cover it. And the only way that we could do that down there is if we donated a minimum of 25% back to a charity, and then I would have to purchase the liquor from a liquor store versus using our own in order to take care of that, because it's not a permitted area. So just a kind of feedback on that one. So we will not do anything this year for the 4th of July, and then for next year we will look forward and see how exactly we can do that, and if, you know, we can donate back. I don't know if the fire department is set up as a the fire department auxiliary is set up as a 501c3 or not, so, but we'll look into that and kind of move forward for our next events.
On a similar note, and I don't have an answer, so I'm looking for an answer. I think I saw some of the advertisements for the 4th of July Rec Center get-together. Mm-hmm. The Advertising and Promotion Committee, I think they, from the city, were advertising beer tasting or something at the...
Yeah.
And I'm like, I bring this up because I don't want our liquor license, and I don't want if it's not selling beer and they're just giving.
So that. Okay.
I don't know the answer because I don't know if they're charging.
I am not associated with that.
But
so our liquor license.
Our liquor license not affect the bar.
We are not, because that is not a permitted
That's
area.
Right. You would have to permit to be able to use their bar.
That is not a permitted area.
Yes.
So
it should be okay.
So that has nothing to do with me, and I don't know how they are going to.
We talked about that last week because
we
didn't know.
Anyway, but it's not our license.
Good, good. As long as we're not in jeopardy.
I'm not touching it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's kind of like bring your own booze to the barn.
That's what it said, beer tasting. So I don't know if it's a donation. Like, hey, I don't know how they're. All I saw was the flyer. That's
where,
all I.
Where
saw.
Did you see that?
What are the video?
Flyer that says that. Mm-hmm.
The
AMP commission.
AMP.
The city's AMP commission. So I don't know the details, and I was hoping maybe somebody else had the information.
So that's Pat's group.
Correct.
Yep.
I'll talk to Pat and find out what.
Again, I don't know if they're charging. Maybe it says tasting, so to me it could be free. I doubt that they're doing it for free, but that's just what I thought.
I don't know how you charge money.
So that's why I brought it up. I don't want to, you know, it is our facility, and I don't want something coming back on us.
If we had our alcohol permit up there, they couldn't do it. But right now, we don't. So.
Okay. That's all I have.
And our year probation's up in September?
September.
Yeah. Then we can have a lot more ability to do stuff.
On that note, the gentleman that I spoke with, because we currently do not have an enforcement agent in our area, he left to go to the Coast Guard. So
go Coast Guard.
They're working on finding a replacement. So the gentleman that I spoke with was out of Van Buren, actually. But he was trying to give me some information. I did inquire about a beverage cart. And he was looking into it. It's kind of interesting because as I was reading through the rules, I did not realize, because we talked about delivery, that's one of the things that he's going to clarify. I actually, with a food purchase, if I did deliver, I could deliver mixed drinks or alcohol. There is a size regulation, no more than a six pack, no more than 32 ounces of liquor.
Misty, didn't you say that had to be to a residence though?
Yes, and that was what we were looking at. So he's supposed to get back with me this week to let me know as far as how we could, if we can, run a beverage cart to where it would actually, we could sell a beer on the course. Obviously, you know, with our permit, they can purchase the beer, alcohol, and as long as it's closed, they can take it out. It's just one of those that the delivery to the hole, we're not sure about. So we're working on figuring that one out.
Oh, okay. That'd be good. All right. Well, but the agenda, I think like we got through everything. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. It's been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting's adjourned.
Did you, on them financials, did you guys pay attention that we have $100,000 in purchase
Chair.